Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Forget, just do a grim high.
So here we are again.
Oh, great. I just listened to it and I want to cringe. And
just
I'm going to say it now.
Just say, so I just say I'm embarrassed to say hi.
I want to be cool.
Just say that.
We are rolling.
Hey guys, welcome back to Baby Name Envy, the podcast. My name is SJ Sturm. I'm a YouTuber, a mum of three, and a baby name enthusiast. It is a thing. I've even made it my weird job now. I'm a baby name consultant and, sorry.
Do you want me to cut in with hi?
Stop. Okay. Because you were looking at me.
I won't look at you then. We'll sit opposite you.
Right, stop. We're going to be worse than last time. Okay, right.
I've really got to get sorry, I really have. I got to like...
Right, it's all right. We'll start again. Okay. Hey guys, welcome to Baby Name Envy, the podcast. It is me, SJ Sturm, and my sister, Naomi. Hey again.
Hi.
We can't do the intro this time. We've got the giggles. Naomi thinks she's got a naff high.
I have got a naff high to the point that I was almost dreaming up a jingle that oh, I could intro myself with. Like,
Much cooler. Let's just do that.
No, you're not hearing it.
So on YouTube, we say, hi, guys. It's like the international vlogger language. Hi, guys.
I'm going to start saying it then. Hi, guys.
That was really good.
Nailed it.
I enjoyed it. I'm engaged. I'm fully ready to hit subscribe to this podcast. So we are here to talk everything about baby names. We have had so many dilemmas sent to us. There are so many people out there who are really struggling to name their babies and just want some good advice. I've spent a long time thinking about all these dilemmas. So do join in and listen to what we're going to come up with. And we're also going to be chatting a little bit at the beginning around kind of helping you to decide how brave you are with a name, basically, because bravery does sort of fade away when you're actually naming a baby, doesn't it?
I think it does. I think at the last minute you could suddenly go, actually, I don't know if that name suits us as a couple.
You're a bit braver when it's imaginary, aren't you? You're
totally.
Oh, I'm going to go with Persephone. And then you're like, oh, I'm just going to go with Claire.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
I'm not sure I can pull it off.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll tell you what I was thinking about this week. And obviously it's completely loaded. And I'll tell you why in a moment.
Okay.
Is name royalty. Are there names that are so big and so iconic that you just simply can't use them?
Mm.
Should I tell you why it's loaded?
Why?
I've decided I've got one. Naomi.
I
suddenly dawned
that.
On me that I've got a really iconic big name and that people must think Naomi Campbell when they hear my name. What do you think?
Well, I
don't
know.
You don't think they do?
I don't know because you're my sister and I've always known, obviously you're iconic to me in my life.
Oh, well said.
But I'm sure some people do, and you're right, she is really, really iconic, and it's quite a unique name as well. So that's probably why as well, because there's not loads and loads of Naomi. So she is
I've decided I've got a really iconic royal name. And I was thinking, how
is that hard to live up to?
Really hard to live up to.
Your supermodel heritage.
So stressful. I've never thought about it before until this week. And suddenly I was like thinking about royal names.
Yeah.
And suddenly I realised I think I've got an iconic name. So some of the other names I was thinking about, and I just wanted to bring to the table, can you actually call your baby these names, or are they just too big?
Yeah.
So Madonna. I actually really like it. Do you? Would you?
Well, it's her real name, but I cannot imagine anybody saying, here's my baby Madonna.
I wonder if it's a thing in other countries, because I think it means different things, doesn't it, in Spanish?
It just means Madonna.
It would always mean Madonna.
I don't think that's getting used.
Elvis?
See, I like Elvis a lot, and I randomly, on a YouTube channel, on a YouTube video, said I think I liked Elvis for a girl. Because I am wacky.
Oh, you are wacky. I know you wouldn't go with it.
Because if you like, you know, like Lennon, like John Lennon, but Lennon for a girl. Yes. That's how people do it. Or Bowie for a girl.
That was one of my other ones, because we've seen that come back, haven't we?
But Elvis actually is a band name in Sweden.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they just love Elvis so much.
Maybe. They are all obsessed.
Like a real nod to him.
I think it's just... it's just one of the names. Every country has its own list of band names.
I didn't know that.
Have banned Elvis. Maybe it's just because they are very into their music. But
maybe they've banned all the members of ABBA's names as well. Do you think they have?
Very iconic.
Very iconic. What about Peppa? You couldn't do that, could you? Did you just think of Peppa Pig?
Peppa Pig. But then I did have somebody the other day message me and said they were going with Peppa. They absolutely loved it. Mm. And Peppa does change, actually, because in Sweden she's called Greta Grease.
Wow.
Yeah, so I loved the name Greta.
Yeah.
I really thought about it. Then I was like, I would have been accidentally calling my baby Peppa.
Peppa Pig.
For them. So you do have to think about it. But then some I love. Like, I love Cher.
I do.
I don't
know
why.
Has been copied, because I always think of that girl that was on X Factor.
Yeah.
Cher Lloyd. So she had the name.
Or what was it from Clueless? She was Cher.
Oh, yes, she was.
So I think that's an example of it being, you know, iconic but wearable. Or Twiggy.
I really like Twiggy. And then I was thinking about with Twiggy, is it is actually quite an odd nature name, isn't it? Like if you think
about
it, like a branch. Like I was thinking the other day about Cliff. It's not going to come back, although it is a strong nature name. And we're loving nature names, but there is still this sort of line
it's
in the sand.
It's a bit literal.
But I do love Twiggy. But I think that must be because we see her as a model and being iconic.
Yes.
A bit like...
60s.
Yeah.
It's 60s. It's Fash Pack.
Yeah.
Fash Pack is that thing.
Love
it. It is now. So also, name royalty. We were reporting on Eugenie's baby, August. Mm. So chuffed. And obviously, Harry and Meghan have revealed they're having a baby girl.
I know. So exciting. Did you think she was having a girl?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
I really thought boy last time. I did report the first time round on her names and I had to listen back and I was like, did I? I don't think I'd never guessed Archie. But I had said they weren't going to go the traditional. They were like something like 80% more bets on Harry and Meghan's name in the bookies than they were ever Kate and Williams.
Wow.
'Cause I think people expected them to go a bit trendier, a bit less formal, and I did say cheeky chappy type of name. They wouldn't be trying to be too old fashioned.
Absolutely.
And Diana actually herself said she didn't like the names like the really traditional old fashioned names. She went with Harry and William, were quite kind of trendy. So Archie is lovely, and I just am excited to see what they're going to go with for a girl.
Do you think there's a spoiler? Because am I making this up, but that after they had Archie, that they'd actually already registered the charity? Is it Archwell? So do you think that we could delve deep like detectives and see if we could secretly find the name out?
Yeah.
Then go and put all our
like
money on it,
sleuths.
Or the bookies. Yeah.
Let's do it.
I think if anyone could
let's
pull it
off.
Let's
not give our names away now here because people are going to go and gazump us at the bookies.
But I wanted to guess a name.
So did I.
Yes, so I'm going to. Can I go first?
Okay, only your second best.
Oh, okay. So I'm thinking maybe another A name.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. I think that they might just sort of go with that because now they're, you know, celebrities like the Cardassians. Maybe they're going to go down that route. So I've gone just quite simple now I've said all of that. But I thought Annabelle was a pretty name that they might
go
with.
Pretty.
pretty. They could shorten it at home to Belle, because I always wonder if Princess Charlotte will secretly be Lottie behind closed doors.
Oh, yes.
Who knows? Just to sort of have a home and professional name, I guess.
Yeah.
And then the other name I thought about was potentially Dorothea or Dorothy, with sort of a nod to her mum's name.
Yes.
Because do you think they'll put Diana in the middle?
Oh, see, I wonder. They could go full on first name Diana, but I think they would probably go middle. I think it's probably one of those agreements that if you suddenly did, that is a bold move, I think.
I think it would be a bold move.
But they are bold movers.
They are. They really are. So I thought maybe they'd do a nod to her mum with the first name, and then they'd do the Diana. But we have actually on another podcast addressed Diana as a middle name, haven't we? And we do find it quite a...
Yeah.
A hard name
in the middle. It's a popular middle spot, though.
Yeah,
probably after Diana, but she's probably, like you just said, Diana is just one of those iconic names that we talked about at the beginning. So I've got some names for Henry and Rachel. Because did you know that she's actually called Meghan's real first name is Rachel?
You've just completely thrown me there. Like, I thought, what is she going on about? I'm going to have to rein this in. Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, she goes by Meghan, but it's her middle. Her name, and he's actually called Henry and goes by Harry.
I'm just not going to comment on that.
I think you might need a 10-minute break.
I'm just not going to comment.
Why? What are you thinking about that? Do you reckon they're Henry and Rachel behind closed doors?
No, I really don't.
No, she just gone.
I'd rather call her Rachel, though.
Okay. Well, when she
rings
you.
Because I like Meghan.
Okay. Well, when she rings you, you can call her Rach.
I will.
Hi, Rach. So I thought maybe the name Maya... After Maya Angelou, who is an African-American writer, big feminist. She was very much quoted on Meghan's original lifestyle blog, The Tig, that she used to write before she met Harry. She used a lot of Maya Angelou quotes.
Wow.
And around their wedding, there's a big quote, "Love recognises no barriers," that a lot of people tweeted on the wedding night, including Elton John. So I always wondered if maybe it was part of something like a quote they had on the tables or something that they talked about that was particularly important to them. So I really like the name Maya as well. But it is very similar. Zara has Mia. So
yes, that's the only thing I thought then.
Yeah. Or I love the name Amai, which is spelled A-M-A-I, which means mother. It's an African name, and I think meaning mother then embraces Diana and her own mother. Mm. And they, you know, they famously fell in love in Botswana. She's got a Botswanian diamond in her wedding ring. So having an African name, I think, could really appeal to the two of them.
Absolutely.
It's a big part of their heart. Or the best one I've come up with, which is listening.
These are amazing, honestly. I'm really spellbound. But that was an A name, wasn't it, as well? So I thought they might go with the double A.
Yeah, Archie and
Amai. Yeah.
So I was looking at Diana, her mother's Doria, and I thought, what about Dahlia? A floral name. So it's spelled D-A-H-L-I-A. It's named after the Scandinavian botanist whose last name was Dahl, the Dahlia flower. Why I love it is, funnily enough, I'd predicted this as a girl name first time round. And then I've just realised that the symbol of a Dahlia means keeping grace under pressure.
Oh my.
So I was like, so Meghan,
this is unreal.
I have predicted the future. It also stands for elegance, change, creativity, having dignity. And during the Victorian era, the Dahlia flowers symbolise a lasting bond and lifelong commitment between two people, like her and Harry have. Also,
I'm so much shocked. I really hope she listens to our podcast and goes with that name.
The red Dahlia actually symbolises betrayal. So it's got everything going for it, basically.
Everything.
I mean, her whole Netflix show could be called Dahlia. Her brand.
It's got everything. That could
be her perfume.
Well, maybe it is. That's what I'm saying. We might be able to secretly find that. Dahlia-well.
Oh, yeah.
Their next listed charity.
Yeah.
And we've cracked it. So that's like the best name ever.
Really?
Yeah, I absolutely
I know,
love
I was
it.
So excited. That's why I kept telling you, don't read my piece of paper before.
I know, sorry.
Because I wrote it on a bit of paper and I didn't want you reading it.
Oh, my goodness. So... You know that you've come up with a really brilliant name for Meghan.
For Rach.
How are you getting on with coming up with a name for yourself, God. SJ? Are we allowed to talk about this?
Yes.
I've got something to tell you because obviously Mum told me about your surprise birthday present.
Uh-huh.
And I was in between appointments at work and I was so taken aback that I did this hysterical laughing. So she said... We've bought Sarah Jane for her birthday this really beautiful gift. We've bought her a middle name. For me, I was so shocked.
I thought it was your idea.
No, I went completely silent. I was like,
this has got Naomi all over it.
Well, you've just, I find it really a massive thing. I think because you've always not had a middle name.
I could not figure out what I was reading. I was opening it and everyone was looking at me and Mum had like little, like we were on Zoom, obviously, a little tear in her eye. You were just staring at me like down the Zoom. And I will, because I opened this thing, it's a deed poll, then it had my name on it. And I thought they were going to say that was never your real name. I was ready for the big reveal. I was like, you've taken Elizabeth away from me once because she told me my middle name was Elizabeth. Then she told me that was a lie. So she's bought me a middle name. It's a whole YouTube video about it. So I do encourage you to go over and find me, SJ Strem, on YouTube and join in. Hear the story of it. But I think I've pretty much picked, but you've got one extra you want to chuck in.
I've come up with two names that I wanted to say to you. So the thing is when you asked me initially what names I thought of for you, I really was going for the meanings because I know that you're really strong. Those things mean a lot to you, the meaning of names, obviously, in your prestigious line of work. So I was thinking that actually I just now want to say names that I like.
Yes, go on then.
So India.
Oh, yes.
So the reason I'm thinking India or Indy is Sarah Jane India. Well, because they don't know that we are, I've got Indian heritage.
Oh, yes, we do.
So I was thinking it was a nod to Dad's side of the family.
Because we are 1/8 Indian.
Which we must never forget.
Never do forget. Never. Mention it as often as I can on YouTube.
It makes us a bit more exciting.
Oh, yeah.
So I was thinking India.
Yes.
But then do you feel that when it's a nod to either side of the family, that almost like naming yourself it is like alienating the other side? Have you felt that with suggestions that are quite strong towards Nanny, for example?
Not really. Not
no,
really.
You're not struggling with this.
I don't mind who I offend. It's my name and I'm going for it, baby.
Okay. So then I thought.
I'm so excited.
Birdie.
See, lots of people have said Birdie. I don't get where that's coming from. I cannot imagine myself being
there's
called
There's no
Birdie.
Reason. That's what I'm saying. There's no meaning behind it. Because when I said Maria, it was all about the meaning.
The Sound of Music. Loads of people said Birdie. Loads of people said Goldie. A lot of people.
Well, my
said
children
that.
Said that.
I don't
well.
Get where these names are. I need to, like, I don't know, because to me.
I think
those,
you need to look inward.
I do. I need to get inside.
Don't
my
see what we're
birdie.
Seeing. We're seeing a bird.
Well, should I tell you what I think I'm going to go for?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't decided yet, and I don't think I'm going to go for these right away. But lots of people did recommend Daisy because I love floral names. And then I suddenly remembered that that was a name I always wished I was called Daisy when I was little.
Yes.
So that's quite high. And it's great granny's name on Dad's side.
Yeah, which is lovely.
And then our Nan's maiden name, which is Hartwell, I also love.
I love.
So that sort of, I wish I just, you know, could just go. And I thought what I want to pick in the middle spot is I want that to, like we're talking about with Harry and Meghan, what my children to call their children Hartwell because it was their mum's middle name. You know, I want to get good names going.
There's so much to it. It's much harder when
it's
you're older.
It's very hard. So we better get onto other people's dilemmas because we've been sent so many and I now know how difficult it is. So Naomi, you're going to read out some of the viewer dilemmas and I've been putting lots and lots and lots of that Meghan Markle sparkle into your
name. Yeah,
well
done. Good for you. Right, ready. Now, I need your help. I have two children, a daughter, Finley Elizabeth, and a son, Forrest Daniel.
Don't
my husband
love
and I. Well, Finley is really interesting,
for
isn't it?
Girl.
For a girl.
Love
really
it.
Lovely. My husband and I use our own middle names for the middle names of the first two. Now, if our third is a girl, I know I want to use Trina as a middle name to honour my mother. However, I'm really struggling to find a first name that sounds good with Trina and also goes well with my other children's names. I like names that are unique but not strange sounding. What do you think? Oh, and by the way, it does not have to start with an F. We're all quite good at F names.
I'm very good. I've got a Freddie and a Finn. And it was really hard because if you like an F name, they are quite strong.
They are.
And then I kept going like Freya. Then I was like Phoebe. And I was like, people would think I think that starts with an F.
Oh, yeah.
But I loved the names. I really was excited, Katie, to help you because I love Finley for a girl. And I think Finley Elizabeth. And I thought Forrest Daniel, they're just right up my street.
Yeah, they are lovely names.
So I was having a little think. So Trina in the middle is a little bit hard, but I had this thought, why don't you go with something like, so Trina means triple or pure, so it has two meanings, but I thought, what about if she goes with Trinity but for a first name, so not leaving Trina to the middle but bringing her mum's name into the first name for her third, Trinity meaning three, sounds quite cute.
Oh,
I'm really into
lovely.
The name Trinity.
I love it.
So the third baby honours her mum. And I thought with her grandmother being Trina and then the granddaughter being Trinity, it's not too similar. It's not the same. Like Trinity sounds a little bit different.
It's lovely. It's really nice.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think it's lovely. What a good idea.
And I thought because it's got the T from Forest, Finley and Trinity. It's kind of got the same flow. Yes. So like Finley, Forest and Trinity.
Oh, yeah. I love them.
I like it.
She's got to go with that, hasn't she? Surely.
Oh, we like that. And then I wrote down Harlow because I was thinking she's very similar to me in that I like the name Finley. I like the name Forrest.
Yes.
Probably going to be best friends.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I just thinking, what names do I love? Love the name Harlow.
Yes, yeah, so
but
do
then I.
I
started thinking, does Harlow go with Trina? And then I was saying it out loud and I thought, I sound like I'm going, hello, Trina. Oh, yeah. I was saying it, hello, Trina. I sound like I'm saying hello in a really weird
it's
way.
It's almost put me off.
It's kind Harlow. Of put me off Harlow. It's like, hello,
and
Trina.
I really like.
Oh. I just kept thinking it and I was like, no, I'm not going to get that out of my head. And it was so high on my list.
Oh, no. I've got this with my dog name, which is Bear.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I'm shouting out, come on, Bear. I think it sounds like, come on, Bear.
Yeah.
And it's put me right off.
Oh, really? Yeah. Right off his name. Mm. Yeah, that's what I was like, Harlow Trina. So now I'm off Harlow. So sorry anyone's got Harlow out there. It suddenly got in my head and I can't get it out. Or I was looking at name meanings. As you said, I do really love name meanings. And I've written down Nola, which I've never heard before. I think it's really lovely. It means white shoulder. And it also means pure. So Finley means white soldier, which I know from my son called Finn.
Wow.
And then Trina means pure. So it kind of links those two. It's not got much to do with Forrest. Sorry, Forrest. But it kind of links the name meanings. And I liked this little fact that it is a place in Italy, a small town where church bells were said to be invented. So I just thought Nola sounded cute and a nice little fact. I don't know if that means anything to them, but sometimes you chuck some extra facts out and it does. Nola.
Nola Trina.
I thought it was quite nice.
Yeah, really nice and unique. It is unique.
Yeah, and the last one I've done is Alba, which means dawn or sunrise in Spanish. And Latigab, I've written there. I think I'm typing a bit fast. In Spanish and Italian, Alba. I just wrote it down because, again, I was just throwing in ones that I like. But I think my favourite is to go with Trinity.
Also throwing a couple of accents out there. I'm so glad you're the first one that's like dropped in another accent.
So what do you reckon, Nay, out of those ones? Do you like Trinity?
I just really like the idea of going for Trinity as a first name. I think it's absolutely stunning.
I
think
does.
It's lovely.
Let us know what
I
you
hope
think,
she
Katie.
Does. Okay, my husband and I have found out this morning that we are having a baby boy due September the 4th this year, and I immediately knew I need a bit of help on a name.
Okay.
My husband's number one request was to pass on a name so the baby will be Robert Edward Fox the 4th.
Oh.
We've been trying to come up with a good nickname, but I've had some trouble because we don't like the obvious choices, Robbie, Bobby, Eddie. And the fourth doesn't have any specific names like Trip, Trey would be for three.
So they've obviously got ahead of him, there'll be three other children called Robert Edward Fox, the second and third, there'll be two more. And then they must go with the nickname being Trip because he's the third. It's very complicated.
It's very complicated. It's almost like a tongue twister when you said it then. I'm really glad you said that. So far, we've come up with Bo as a name for Robert, which I like, but I'm not 100% sold. Would love to see if you have any more creative suggestions. We're open to ideas for either the first, middle, or involving the fourth. So there is a really strong theme. I mean, that's what I'm saying is, you know, the fourth.
Oh, it's so strange, isn't it? I just think, get over. I don't like this idea of having the exact same name passing on at the exact same and then just adding the number at the end. It's quite a traditional thing to do, but it makes it difficult for people, especially before marrying into that family, and then you've got to follow this tradition. I actually get a lot of messages about
make me
these
livid.
Traditions. Oh, yeah. It would be, I don't think you would go through.
No, I don't.
I think you
I'd
would be
through.
Like, I'm not doing it.
No.
So I did think of some other ones. This is sweet. So I thought for Robert, she could go Bertie, which
much
I do really
already.
Like.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Yeah.
Then for Edward, she could go Ted.
Yes.
Then I thought White Fox is lush, isn't it? I
really
like Fox.
Nice and very popular.
Really popular.
Yeah.
I mean, wish you could muddle them up, but I've written down Foxley because actually lately a lot of people have been adding the L-E-Y ending and going with Foxley to make it sound a little bit more like Finley, a little bit more wearable potentially.
And sort of taking away the animal element a bit, yeah, softening that.
Foxley, yeah, so I think quite that's
nice,
sweet.
Really nice.
And then four, I thought, because, you know, there is a character in a program on Netflix called 40, and his sister's called Love, and it's from tennis. I'm wearing a tennis top today. Facts. So I was like, could you just go with four? But you can't really. But I did think Bertie, Ted, Foxley, four sounds quite cute. But then I had my brain
wave. You've had your eureka moment.
She asked for a creative suggestion.
You're the girl. What have you come up with?
Well, I was looking at the numeral. So she's written it in the numeral of IV.
Yeah.
So obviously, if you were having a girl, you would go Ivy.
Oh, I guess.
So it would be perfect. Yes. So you would have your daughter. She was the fourth. You'd call her Ivy because it's the Roman numeral. But then I really liked, so for boys, then you could go Ivor. But I really like Ives. So it's I-V-E-S. And there's a nickname for him. He's like, hey, really Ives. Nice. It's quite cute, I thought.
And Ives. I love St. Ives. Is she from England? Oh, yeah, that's just so awesome. You know, I like, and I'd like to go on holiday there
and
soon.
And my sister also likes to go to Cornwall on her holiday. So I think, Courtney, that's a great idea.
I'm a bit embarrassed I said it, but that's straight away what I thought of.
No, I didn't think of St. Ives, and I think that is a really good point. It's a place name as well, as I was just about to say, a very special place in my sister's heart. Ives. So yeah, actually, if I was at home now, I would Google what St. Ives, who St. Ives was, because it will be a saint of something, patron saint or something. It could make it mean extra. But I really like it. And actually, I did look it up. So it was a Norman personal name from the Norman times, and it means a bow made out of the wood of a yew tree.
Well, that's interesting because she mentioned bow as a name, didn't she, as a nickname?
Oh yeah, she did. So yeah, it's quite sweet, isn't it? It's quite outdoorsy and cute, I thought. And then I thought,
it's lovely.
The only other things I came up with was Ford from Forth, if she really wants to kind of get four in there. Ford, which is a water name, but it's a bit different. And if you were having a girl for this dilemma, you could go with like clover, like a four-leaf clover,
yeah,
which is
lovely.
Cute.
Really nice.
But she's having a boy.
A boy.
So I reckon Ives.
I really like
or
that.
Or Foxley, like go a bit, just use
Foxley
that.
Foxley or Ives are great names. Yeah. Really good names.
I hope you like those, Courtney.
Oh, so do I. My fiance and I have a girl name set, and it's very easy for us. However, we can't agree on the boy name. I think this is quite a popular thought, isn't it? That people sort of have a girl's name in mind, but find the boy's name's a little bit harder.
Oh, these two are a total stalemate.
My favourite boy name since I was very young has been River, and she hates it.
Hates it. She just put her foot down. It is a
love it
is or
one
hate.
Of those names.
Oh, it is. We're just about to say the same thing.
Yeah. I am having a problem finding a boy name that we both love. Mm-hmm. I still really want to use River because she says she has never cared about names and she doesn't like talking about them at all. Oh.
Yes, yeah, so she can't. She's not bringing names to the party. She's like, I'm not interested in names. And so he or she, the partner, is just saying, well, why can't I then have my name?
If you don't care about it.
Yes, but she doesn't like the name River, so she does care.
So she
this
does
is what
care.
I always find with the veto is they do have a limit. Like I could say to Henrik, you know, should we have a water birth? He's like, don't care. I was like, what do you think of Mabel? Big, strong opinions.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, so he can't find a boy name. So he's obviously doing all the searching. A boy name that I love as much as River. Our girl name is almost the same as hers. So I think it's fair for me to pick what I want for the boy name. What would you do in this situation? Are there any boy names that you can suggest? Please help. The girl is Hadley Iris.
Yeah.
So my fiance's name is Heather. So that's why it's almost the same as hers. Thanks so much.
I know. I thought this was quite interesting because he's got his childhood name. Her name is Heather. They've chosen Hadley, which means Heather's Meadow for a girl. So she's obviously very strongly, happy with her girl choice. Then saying, but I'm not interested in talking about any other names with you. Yeah. And River specifically is off the table. So the partner's just kind of like, I think that I should be able to claim rights over it, which I kind of disagree with because River is such a strong name. Like, I love the name Blossom, as we all know, but I wouldn't have forced it as a first name on Henrik because I know that he wouldn't be proud to be announcing the name to everybody.
Yeah.
And you both need to not hate it.
Absolutely.
If she was like, oh, I'm kind of not sure, then...
And it's a thing, isn't it? I mean, it's a big thing. It's not an object, so it's just huge, isn't it?
Yeah, it's some people don't like place names or object names. So I think you might have to back down, actually. on River, which is a shame, but I do think you can't have a name somebody hates. So I kind of had a thought for you. I feel like in that, I don't know why you like the name River as well. It could mean something special to you, but I've got a couple of options. One is Zephyr, which is about Z-E-P-H-Y-R, and it's kind of doing the rounds on the baby name scene.
Yeah, kind of like it.
One in the corner. It's a weather name. It means west wind, but naturey, outdoorsy, Zephyr. And I feel like it's actually a bit more modern than River, but it's got the same kind of vibe. What do you reckon?
I like it. It is one of those names that you have to know how to say, though, isn't it?
Yes.
So it's got that going for it, whereas obviously River is very... I thought...
River's so
easy. You might suggest Brooks.
Well, I was going to, then I thought that is so obvious. Oh, okay. I'm not going to say Brooks.
Well, yeah, and I'm here to say those things.
Well, Brooks is a great name as well, it is. But that's why I was like, why does he like River? Is it because he's obsessed with water names? Or is it just because
he likes...
Or with
a phoenix.
Yeah, you know, like, what is
give
it?
Us the reason, yeah.
Or I've done an Orion, and I also thought she wouldn't like Brooks. She doesn't like River. She might not be on board with Brooks. Orion I liked because it's O-R-I-O-N. It's a constellation. It's also named after all the sort of star constellations have like this mythology behind them. So he was the hunter in Greek mythology. So if you put the map up to the stars, he's the one with kind of like the big hunter bow, Orion. But I thought she might like it because it sounds a little bit like Ryan and it sounds a little bit like Oliver, Orion.
Yeah.
So
good choices.
So we've just got a couple more quick fire dramas before we finish off for this episode of Baby Name Envy, which is kindly sponsored by Channel Mum. So I'm going to read these out now and see what we think. We don't need to give them answers. We just need to give our opinion, all of you guys as well. You can leave your opinion on the rating section of the podcast. Don't forget to rate and review as well. Really helps us out. So this one was so funny. So hi, SJ and Naomi. I've always loved the names Annabelle and Anna for short. It's been on my list since I was really young. Problem is, my partner's surname is Arundel.
What are the chances?
Like,
what are the chances?
And as soon as I mentioned the name, he referred to Frozen. I'm surprised she didn't think of it. Some people might have never watched Frozen.
But they will.
They will.
They will when they're parents.
He thinks if you have a child called Anna, they would be picked on and people would say, Anna of Arundel.
Well, they will.
I mean, that's not a bad thing. I'd be like, yeah, Anna of Arundel, say what? Yeah. Elsa as well.
You'd own it.
Yeah. Do you think it's worth the risk or should they avoid it? Thanks in advance. I mean, she would. I mean, is it bad to be named like, you know, Anna
a Disney princess?
Not that bad.
And she's a nice character, isn't she? It's not like she's a baddie or anything like that.
But it is cheesy.
It's so it's really cheesy.
People would think that you'd have to explain, I've always loved the name Anna and it didn't matter about the surname. People would just think you got the idea from the Disney movie. But what are the chances? I'm so sorry for you. I think go with something else. I will have a think for you, Rebecca, because I think we're saying...
Although the thing is you'll always come to the Frozen analogy with that surname anyway. You're going to get there anyway, aren't you? So maybe if you do just love it, you go with it. I do feel sorry for her, though, if she's loved that name.
I do. I think it's too much of a coincidence. Mm. I think he's got a great
maybe
surname,
maybe not meant
though,
to be, yeah.
But you just have to avoid any Disney reference. Because as you say, she's going to get it anyway.
Yeah.
They're going to get it anyway. But I will have another thing for you. But you guys let us know what you think. Would you be proud to be Anna Arundel? Or would you feel like it's a little bit much to live up to? Mm. It's back to those name royalty. The last one is a lovely one. Because it comes from somebody who says, hey, SJ and Naomi, I absolutely love the podcast. And apparently I helped her to name her first son, Casper.
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah, so sweet. And she said, my name dilemma is similar to the Pippa in Sweden situation, which we talked about a couple of episodes ago. She's wondering if it's a deal breaker or not. So if this next baby is a boy, so she's got Casper, her husband and she love the name Ansel. It's synonymous with a national parks photographer called Ansel Adams, and they went on a national parks tour for their honeymoon. Oh. So it's a perfect fit.
Really nice. Perfect fit.
Perfect fit. However, her Australian friend has informed her that Ansel is a very popular condom brand in Australia.
Oh.
So sure enough, she's gone onto the forums in Australia and typed in, what do you think of the name Ansel? And everyone's just replied, condom.
I hope she's not really far pregnant like I was when I found this out.
So we need to decide. She's like, you know, we live in America, but we do travel. Do you want to call your baby Durex? You know, what is your opinion on it? Does she need to change it?
I think she probably does. But do you remember when we were younger, there used to be this with Johnny? Because obviously the slang for condom was Johnny.
Oh, I do. Oh, those wild days.
But now I really like the name Johnny.
That's true.
And my friend has called her son Johnny, and I think it's a lovely name.
And you've
I
been
really
laughing
like
about it nonstop.
No, I haven't. But I thought, God, that's amazing. I don't think about condoms at all. But I don't know if you still do, but I don't. So I think that, but I wouldn't want to be caught. What I thought when it happened to me with Pippa and then it meant shag, is I would just hate to be called shag.
Yes.
I probably would hate to
and
be called... And
there's a high chance you'll go travelling in Australia and things
well,
like
I
that.
Well, I haven't, have you?
Well, not you, but Ansel, he's much cooler than
he
us.
He sounds much cooler than us, and he sounds like he's going to go all around the world. It's such a cool name. That's the point, though, isn't it? And I love the fact that, because my surname's Adams, and I was thinking, God, I would have loved that if it was named after that person.
And I've never heard of it. So I kind of, I don't know really, but I think I would avoid it. It would put me off it, knowing that the global community would be thinking.
I definitely used to laugh about the name Johnny when I was younger. Like
when
we found
out. I think
it's
those big brand names. You know, it is important to check. And I'm glad that you did check. I'm glad that you took the advice from Pippa you learned from Naomi's mistake. I mean, it means divine protection. So that's why it is. Condom brand.
No, yeah.
But there are some great names. I've come up with another one for you before we say goodbye, which is the name Alden. A-L-D-E-N. It actually means old friend, which I love as a name meaning.
That's lovely.
It's used all across Scandinavia. I know your husband's family are Swedish and Estonian, even though you're American. So it would have a really strong heritage for both parts of the family, Alden. I think it sounds really, really nice. And it's also a crater on the moon. I don't know if that means anything to you, but I always hoped that my name would be a crater on the moon.
And as we've established, condoms of an old friend of mine. So... wrap that up nicely.
Or the name Johnny as suggested by Naomi. Yes. So thank you so much everyone for being here for Baby Name Envy the podcast. We will be back next week solving more dilemmas. Don't forget to send them in. You can email them to me at sjstrom@yahoo.com. You can find more Baby Name inspiration every single Monday on YouTube, and we will see you very soon. Bye guys.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.